Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. Today I would like to share with you something which I consider to be extremely relevant. See, yesterday I received an email where someone asked me the question, how do I make advancement? How do I go from one level to the next level? I was thinking, I was studying the scriptures, and then it came. It is in bhakti, it is not because of our own endeavor, not because we are talented, knowledgeable, or we have a lot of financial power. No, the active principle in bhakti is the mercy of the Lord. And the Lord becomes very much inclined and satisfied with those who turn to him with prayer. Once there was a great sacrifice. It was going on in the arena of Maharaj Nabi, and the priests, they were very advanced. They were very good devotees. They looked at the preparations and on all what was going on, and they could understand these things which we do are not really satisfying the Lord. And then they addressed him with a prayer. It's in Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text 6. O Supreme Lord, they said, you are already full in every respect. You are certainly very satisfied when your devotees offer you prayers with faltering voices and in ecstasy bring you tulasi leaves, water, twigs, bearing new leaves and newly grown grass. This surely makes you satisfied. The point is, they said, you already have everything. You don't need everything. However, when the devotees turn to you with their hearts on fire, this is my wording, then you are very satisfied. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur notes that a devotee's faltering prayers satisfy the Lord because they indicate the devotee's attachment to him. So, first of all, let us say goodbye to formal prayers. They don't really work. With formal prayers, I mean these type of prayers that are only lip deep, or prayers that we read from a book, or we heard it's good to pray, and so on. No, now let's give our prayers the necessary wings to fly. We want them to reach the Supreme Lord. Our prayers are usually inspired by the grief and distress of life. They are not always focused on the glorification of the Lord. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, these types of prayers are also accepted by the Lord. Let me give you an example. I like you to imagine that you are walking at dusk through the forest and suddenly hear a little distance away in the forest a desperate shout, help! And then a little later, even more anguished, save me. Would you not immediately leave everything and jump into action to help the victim in the forest in any way you can? Let me ask you a question. Why do these one or two syllable words have such an amazing effect on us that we are ready to jump to action? The simple answer is because they're not just words. They have body, mind, and heart, everything which the person has to offer behind them. There's an old expression. It says, praying, and I would like to add, chanting should be done with the heights, the depths, the lengths, and the breadth of being. Heights refers to praying or chanting with one's entire being. You cannot go any further any longer. You have put your all and everything into it. Depths in the praying or chanting means you put everything you know about Krishna and yourself into the prayer. It's sometimes a consciousness of who am I and who is the Lord, but you put all that is truly of essence on the scale. Length refers to not stopping until the Lord comes or answers or help arrives. Differently put, you maintain the long breath. And then breathed with DTH at the end refers to an important spiritual virtue. You're not only concerned with yourself only, but you come from a place of compassion where you are at least mindful of others. When we chant or pray with breaths, we are entering into the realm of compassion. Let us turn to the terrified man or woman deep in the forest to understand this more fully. They will keep on crying their small words or short words with full throats and hearts till their needs are taken care of. And when they come from these four dimensions, Krishna reciprocates. I would like to give you an example of a prayer which is not lip deep but heart deep. Prabhupada wrote this when he arrived at Boston Harbor in America. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you've brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you like. Can you feel it? This has the wings to go very far. It reaches immediately the heart of the Lord. There are two things only which we need to know when we want to pray effectively. Put your mind into your heart. Become real. And becoming real is not dependent on a flood of scholarly, erudite words. Come quickly to the point. There is no time to waste. When Lord Chaitanya traveled through South India, he chanted and prayed simply, Krishna, 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 hey, and again. And then he said, Pahimang, Krishna, protect me. And again, Rakshamang, Krishna, save me. He did not use many more words. There are not many more words necessary. That's why I personally have so much faith in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Three words. But if you learn to chant these three words from the heights, depths, lengths, and breadths of your being, then they are effective. Heights means with all your heart, don't hold back. Depths means with all you know and believe. Length means long enough, be patient. And look again, sometimes they might have been answered albeit in a different way than you expected. And finally, breaths of prayer. Think of others' welfare also. Avoid being self-centered. If you are mindful of these four dimensions, so to say, you can easily pray or chant from the heart. If you make a checklist, do I really have these four things in place in my prayer, or at least three of them, then they will be very, very, very powerful, and they will be not just heard by Krishna. Krishna will listen to them and quickly reciprocate. My dear listeners, as you can maybe hear, I'm personally invested in this. I have made so many experiences of this that on my own strengths, I could not have done what was done. Not by me. No, but by Krishna, who reciprocated when I called out to him and turned to him in sincere prayer. The most important part, says Prabhupada, is the prayer must be sincere. I wish you all the best. It's a genuine pleasure to be with you in this Above the Clouds series, and see you all again soon.